From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Gene Edgany, reading Thuvia, Maid of Mars, fourth in the Mars novels by Edgar Rice Burroughs. We begin with Chapter 1, Carthoris and Thuvia. Upon a massive bench of polished airsite, beneath the gorgeous blooms of a giant pimalia, a woman sat. Her shapely, sandaled foot tapped impatiently upon the jewel-strewn walk that wound beneath the stately sorapus trees, across the scarlet sward of the royal gardens of Thuvandin, Jeddak of Ptarth, as a dark-haired, red-skinned warrior bent low toward her, whispering heated words close to her ear.
"Ah, Thuvia of Ptarth," he cried, "you are cold even before the fiery blasts of my consuming love. No harder than your heart, nor colder is the hard, cold airsight of this thrice-happy bench which supports your divine and fadeless form. Tell me, O Thuvia of Ptarth, that I may still hope, that though you do not love me now, yet some day, my princes, I—"
The girl sprang to her feet with an exclamation of surprise and displeasure. Her queenly head was poised haughtily upon her smooth red shoulders. Her dark eyes looked angrily into those of the man.
"You forget yourself and the customs of Barsoom, Astok," she said. "I have given you no right thus to address the daughter of Thuvandin, nor have you won such a right."
The man reached suddenly forth and grasped her by the arm.
"You shall be my princess," he cried.